Welcome to the Kidmen Huddle, part of the Kids Matter Podcast Network. Gather round, Kidmen leaders, and be encouraged and equipped as you build the kingdom. Now here's your host, Amber Pike.
Welcome back to the Kidmen Huddle. So, it is just about summertime. It feels like summer. And camp, for me, is approaching. I don't know if you all take your kids to summer camp or not. If not, I highly recommend it. I was actually talking to my mom about it this week, and I have a few challenges coming up with this year's camp, just with the mix of kids that are coming, and if the mask mandate is still there. I've got one kid I'm worried about keeping in a mask or up with a mask, and she's like, if it's that much of a hassle, why do you go? I am probably on maybe year 13 of taking kids to camp. I've honestly lost track. And I have seen camp do, for whatever reason, what I cannot. It takes those churched kids and it provides the environment for that little light bulb to go off. For those kids who have heard it, who love Jesus, but have not yet made their commitment to follow him. They haven't taken that step that they need to take. And I've seen the light bulb go off in so many kids in the camp environment. So for me, camp is a no-brainer. Now, it's a lot of work. The older I get, the less I love the lack of sleep and the college mattresses. But for my kids, it's worth it. It's a great relationship-building time between you and your kids. It's a great relationship-building time between your kids. And it's a great time for them to be completely immersed in the relationship with Jesus. Now, we do Centric Kid Camp, so I bring the kids and 90% of it is done for me. I just get to kind of be with them. And I like this because everything is so intentional for Jesus. The big event of the week is something called OMC, Organized Mass Chaos, and it's the best. Everyone comes out covered in shaving cream and water, and it's just silliness. The goal is all the kids are divided by grades. So you have the yellow team, the green, the red, the blue, and that's third, fourth, fifth, sixth. And there's task cards throughout the playing area, and they have to go and complete as many for their team as they can by getting a card, doing it, putting it in their bucket. And it's silly stuff like, get in your imaginary boat and row it around the field, or find a friend and moo around the area. It's silly stuff, it's simple stuff, but it's fun. It's, I think, 40 minutes, which does not seem long when you're in it. And while we adults clean up, they go to their groups and they break down this game and they talk about Jesus and they apply Jesus to the silly game that we just played. Like, every area is intentional, even their fun times, their track times where they get to do like archery or football or gymnastics. That all points them back to Jesus too. So if you don't do summer camp, I really encourage you, I recommend, look into summer camp, because it's a lot of work, yeah, but on so many areas, it is so worth it. Investing in your relationship with your kids and in letting them dive deeper into their relationship with Christ in a week-long setting is so worth it. But with that said, you can't go unprepared to camp. I'm a camp expert at this point. I'm a veteran. So I want to take just a couple minutes and give you some really great camp tips that I have learned over the years. So first one, get yourself a binder and get some page protector pages that have pockets and use this to keep yourself organized. So I like things to be all like cutesy and matchy. So my binder is yellow and I've got the camp's logo sticker on the front. Just, because that's how I roll. But in the very front page, I tape on a Excel spreadsheet that I make each year that has a quick glance of all the info I need for my kids. Not like their addresses and stuff, but the camp info. So I've got their name, their grade, their camp color, their t-shirt size, if they've paid, if they've ordered anything extra, all of this. That's my quick sheet, because when we get there, we're handed t-shirts and all this stuff is that you've pre-ordered is passed out, and this way I'm not fumbling through paperwork. I've got a pocket folder for the paperwork. There's the copy that goes to camp, and there's the copy that I keep with me. I also make a checklist for keys. Our camp is thankfully very generous, the university that it's physically at, when we lose keys. But some places aren't, and you're charged $25 a key. And one year, I had 6 kids lose their keys. If it just gets confusing, you're passing them out, you're hoping you remember, and then they like end up switching keys with kids, and it's a hot mess. So I keep a list of who I've given a key to, because there's some kids I don't trust with a key, because I know they're going to lose it. And that way they have to turn it back in to me to get it checked off, in case they have to pay. Parents know that that's the agreement. Usually the camp forgives it if you can say the Bible verse, because the keys always end up turning up. But just in case, I need to know whose mom I have to charge. In this binder, I also keep the devotions. Basically, there's a pocket for any important information I need while at camp. It's very handy. Get yourself a binder. And mine's like a soft one too, so it's goes in my backpack better. Now I'm going to go over my camp list. I said backpack, so we'll start with my backpack. Invest in a waterproof backpack. For the first 10 years of camp, it did not rain on me at all. And then, or maybe it was like 8 or 9 years. I really don't remember the numbers. But we've had a pattern the last couple of years that we have a rainy day. And unfortunately, it's usually our big OMC day. But I have found the importance of rain gear. I have a rain jacket, which you need. Get your rain jacket. And get one big enough that you can put your backpack, because you have it with you at all times. You can put your backpack on, and then your rain jacket goes over your backpack. This is nice. But when we were in OMC one year, we had to just sit our stuff down, because you don't wear your backpack during OMC. And I was worried about it getting rained on. So I've bought myself a waterproof backpack. It's got pockets for cup holders. It's even got like a USB port. It's handy. But in your backpack, you are going to have your Bible. You're going to have your handy dandy Bible, or your handy dandy binder. You're going to want to have a battery pack for your phone. You'll need it, because you're taking pictures and you're sending pictures to mom and dad. So you want to have a wall charger too when you go inside and cool off while the kids are doing their thing. Have a wall charger. You're going to need water, snacks, you know, those things for you, not the kids. They have their own backpacks. But you want to make sure you have an emergency first aid kit. The big one should be like in your room, but you're going to need that small one with those band-aids. You need extra sunscreen in your bag if there's an outside element at all to your camp, because they're going to forget and it's going to come off and you need to just spray them down. You also might want to put some games in there, like Spot It or Uno. We've got some downtime, and there's times where like we're waiting for doors to open, we finish dinner, our next thing's worship, there's not really time or point to go all the way back to our rooms, so we just hang out outside and have some fun, simple games that kids can play, so they're not like literally climbing the building walls. It's that fun, intentional time together. Extra pens. Oh my goodness, these kids lose it all the time. They lose their pens. So your backpack is your everything you need while you're out and about. You know, you've got your wallet that's got your credit card for Starbucks run. We have one on campus. It's handy. You know, drinks, anything that you need throughout the day to reduce the amount of times you have to go back to your room. But that's kind of your me supply. There's a lot of stuff that is going to help make camp easier. So I have a camp crate as well. Again, I like matchy matchy. It's orange because the camp adults are the orange team. And in my crate, I keep a can of Fix-A-Flat because one time we got a flat tire on the way to camp. I keep extra trash bags because they're messy. We're allowed to have snacks in our room. And somehow the trash just multiplies. And we've had years where they give you a lot of trash bags and years when they just gave you some. Because you're also going to want to put some wet towels in there and dirty, smelly clothes or whatever. So a roll of trash bags is a must. Also, go to Dollar Tree and get one of those itty-bitty little brooms and dustpans. Kids are messy. I don't know if you know this or not, but they're so messy. And I've had years where literally I cringe being barefoot anywhere near these kids or with shoes because there's just so many crumbs and dirt and, you know, bugs because we're outside. Get a mini broom. You'll thank me. Same thing. Clorox wipes. Baby wipes are good for cleaning messy kids. Where we are at, I always ask to be in the nicer spots than in the dorms because this is the college I went to, is where camp is hosted. So we're in these apartments. You have three bedrooms that house two people each and three bathrooms, but you're on your own for hand towels and hand soap. So I always have to bring hand towels and hand soap. Always bring a lot of paper towels too because messes. I've also found that even your big, brave sixth graders really want a nightlight because they're not at home. It's not their situation. So I pass out nightlights, especially the bathrooms. I have a big bag of like Walmart 2-pack nightlights and I use them year to year. And almost every kid wants a nightlight either in their room or the bathroom. Some years I'll have kids like, can we sleep with the light on? I'm like, no, you can use a nightlight. But my big kids even like a nightlight. You want to have that big first aid kit, and I recommend extra knee-sized Band-Aids. We always go through so many of those. Along with those break-open ice packs, we seem to always want to use those. You might also want to consider bringing some laundry detergent pods. You know, those little, like, Tide Pods or whatever brand you get. Here's why. Some kids wet the bed. Some kids have a medical issue and they're embarrassed by it. And if you know about it, either by the kid or sometimes it's the grown-ups. We had one kid hide it from us, but his grown-ups had told us. You can discreetly take care of it. While the other kids are at their activities, you could send one of your leaders with some laundry detergent pods. Excuse me. And you can go and wash the bedding. If you have a third, fourth, fifth, or sixth grader that is still wetting the beds, chances are it's a medical thing. They're probably on medication. They can't help it, and they're embarrassed by it. So this way, it keeps them from being made fun of. If you don't do laundry detergent, maybe just keep this in mind to know where your nearest washing machine, laundromat is, where you can buy stuff. But it's a real issue for some kids. Ponchos, rain ponchos for your leaders are a good idea. If there's any sort of silliness that you're allowed to do it, I recommend shaving cream or like we paint. I'll bring bottles of paint and do face paint for the kids in their team colors. Extra sunscreen, extra aloe. Kids are going to get burnt. Earplugs. Your leaders will thank you. But you might also have kids that are a little sensitive to sounds. This was my son on his first year. When you put a chapel with 500 screaming kids, for kids who have sensitivity issues or are easily overwhelmed, that's a lot. And so my son was like kind of freaking out. He hated it. But when I gave him a set of earplugs, he's cool with it. So have earplugs and extra earplugs for those kids because honestly, you don't know who it might be. It might be a first timer that just all of a sudden, like, can't handle it. Ziploc bags are a lifesaver with Sharpies that you've already brought. These are really handy when kids just hand you money because they're not trustworthy. So that way you can keep track of whose money you're holding on to. And also for take-home things, I go ahead and pre-do this because I know our camp gives the kids a take-home devotion and a college-printed shirt. So this way I am not fumbling when everyone's trying to grab their stuff when we get home and find their parents, and I can say, all right, I've got Reed's extra-large youth shirt and his devotion, and it's in a bag, and there you go. So I'm not having to dig through and try to remember, oh no, did I give you a shirt? Who did I not? Who did I miss? Ziploc bags, the gallon size, work perfect for that. I also make tags for my kids' backpack. So imagine this. They're in little Bible studies of about, let's say, 30 kids. And when they're out at recreation, all of these Bible studies all throw their stuff in a big pile. And the camp sells printed backpacks. So if you've bought a care package, you're using your brand new camp backpack along with, you know, a couple hundred other kids. Most kids end up leaving something somewhere at some point. You need a way to identify it, and you don't really want a Sharpie on a brand new item that a mom and dad paid for. So I make bag tags for my kids. I just print out on my computer their name and our church name. I laminate it, punch a hole, stick it on a key ring, and clip it on their backpack. It's very handy. That way when it gets lost, it can get returned to you. And the same thing for the keys. I keep the mini carabiners, and that hooks the keys on their keychain, because otherwise they're like putting a key with no keychain, no key ring, nothing. They're just sticking it in their pocket and hoping they'll keep up with it. We lose a lot less keys when they've got them clipped on their name badges. Scissors. Make sure you have a pair of scissors. You're going to need to cut something open. And extra toiletries. Someone is going to forget something. I've had parents come up to me like we're leaving for camp and they're like, I forgot a pillow. They'll be fine. Or, I forgot to pack them deodorant. Can you stop and get some? Nobody wants smelly kids. Have extra toothbrushes, toothpaste, soap. Buy like that little combo bottle that's got the 3-in-1. It's better than nothing. And have extra deodorant because these kids will start to smell. I promise you. If they're outside in June or July, they will stink. And enforce shower time as well. Miss Amber's rule is, you have to shower at least every other day. Even if you have the pool as one of your activities, that does not count as a shower. If you all have a pool, you might want to bring some extra goggles because kids never remember to bring goggles, even when you tell them. And then you have kids who are extra sensitive to the chlorine in the water and then they're miserable. I always keep a couple of goggles in my bag. And then if you have any birthdays at camp, make it special. So have party hats, get a cake brought in. Chances are there's probably Walmart close. One of your leaders can run and get it. We usually had a birthday. He's aged out. And I would make his birthday a really big deal. The first year, for months leading up to his birthday, I messed with him about what was going to happen for his birthday. And I would just, you know, name random things like glitter and tiaras or shaving cream, you know, whatever, air horns, just to get him a little nervous in a fun way. And he's, for months, what are you going to do on my birthday, Miss Amber? What are you going to do on my birthday? And sometimes I would just look at him and grin really big. So his birthday comes and he's a little worried. And I feel like I was just kind of normal that year, just like, hey, happy birthday. And lunchtime comes. I send all the kids to lunch and I'm like, Nate, I need to talk to you. And he's like, he's that kid. He wants to be on schedule, like we're supposed to be going to lunch. So he sits down and he's like real nervous. And I talk to him about how he's not including other kids, which is not true. He's a great kid. And I make him think that he's in trouble, which is buying my kids enough time to set up the birthday party at the lunchroom with our leader that's already there with cake. So I talk to him, I keep it going, I make him think he's in trouble. And then he's like, okay, is that all? And I'm like, Nate, do you think I just messed with you for your birthday? And he's like, what? So he realizes that I was messing with him, and he goes to the lunchroom, and they're all there waiting for cake, with cake, which is really fun. Another year, we had him think another leader was upset with him, and when he rounded the corner to walk to him, he was ambushed with silly string. That was a bad idea, because silly string does not come off of concrete well. But then my favorite year was 2 years past, where I ignored his birthday for a while. Like, in the morning, I didn't say anything. But then I had a party planned for that night, and we had pictures of his face all cut out, and we smashed cake in his face. And he was laughing so hard that he was crying. It was beautiful. So if you have a camp birthday, even for your leaders, make it special, because, you know, they're away from home. A couple of other last-minute fun ideas. You might want a fan for your room. It gets hot. You might want some room spray or a diffuser with some lavender for your room, because, again, smelly kids. Extra towels. You're going to need them. You will think, hey, I'm an adult. 2 towels is fine. I can do it. No, extra towels. Just do it. Waterproof phone case, laptop case, all of that for those times when it does rain. And then, of course, you need all those things that you need when you go, you know, traveling, your shower stuff, clothes, all that. I do recommend a sweatshirt, because sometimes it's cold. Like Gatorade powder or energy drink mixes, because you're going to be tired. But those are my kind of camp hacks, camp tips. I've been going for a long time, and every year I think of something new. I actually keep a printed list of my camp things in my handy dandy binder, and I add to it every year on just things that can make camp a little bit easier. Like this year, I'm adding a hat. I'm not a big hat person, but I have to wear glasses now, and when it rains, my rain jacket doesn't protect my glasses. So I'm adding that I've bought a waterproof hat to protect my glasses. Now, I'm not going to be like super styling with this, but at this point, we're more practical. But find those things that make camp a little bit easier, a little bit more fun. Like, if you have access to a refrigerator and freezer, we buy popsicles for our kids, and we have popsicles throughout the week. They love it. Camp is worth it. It's worth every sleepless night, every sunburn, every bit of exhaustion, because boys and girls get to experience Jesus in a way that some of them never have before. So I encourage you, take your kids to camp and make it an amazing experience where they grow in their relationship with you and in their relationship with the Lord. And remember, Kidmen leaders, what you do matters.